This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1637. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 3rd, Algeria, Andaman Islands, Antarctica, Bahrain, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Germany, Guatemala, Iran, Ireland, Kashmir, Mauritania, Micronesia, Netherlands, Niger, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Solomon Islands, Somaliland, Spain, Sudan and South Sudan, USA, Vietnam, Zimbabwe, in the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Algeria has been on the HFCC schedules for relays via France during the entire A12 season, many hours per day. However, except for the very first day of the season back on March 25th when I picked them up, they have not been on the air at all until October 1st, when we suddenly were hearing them again on 7295 after 0500 UT. It's all in Arabic with talk and music, but it's mainly the Quran service, it seems, that's being relayed from Algeria. I figured maybe they've just turned it on again for one more day just to remind us that these transmissions are possible. But it turned out they kept appearing on October 2nd and 3rd. So maybe they're back to stay this time. It remains to be heard. Parallel frequency after 0500 is 9535, and 7295 starts at 0400. Since our discovery, Ivo Ivanov of DX Remix News in Bulgaria has confirmed all the other scheduled transmissions as really on the air. Most of them are 2 hours long, but there is a beam change halfway through, alternating 162 to Central and East Africa and 194 degrees to Northwest Africa, one way or the other. These are nominal 500 kilowatt transmitters in Issoudun, France. So here is the schedule. 04 to 06 on 7295, 05 to 07, 9535. And in the local evenings, 18 to 20 on 13820, 19 to 21 on 11775, 20 to 22 on 9375, and 21 to 22 on 7495. It should be noted that in the Western Hemisphere, at least, a couple of these frequencies are blocked. 13820 by Cuban Jamming and Radio Marti, and on 11775, Caribbean Beacon Anguilla. There are two All India Radio stations on 4760, both in outlying areas, which is no help to listeners far away. However, one of them has recently been off frequency. Ron Howard in California therefore assumes on 4760 he was hearing Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, September 26th at 1322 to 1415. Much better than usual reception. And no longer, at least on that date, with co-channel interference, but he could not get a definite ID. More about the other one later. Antarctica. I just about concluded that LRA 36 was gone for good from shortwave 15476. In fact, the last definite log of it was a year ago, October 13th, 2011, by Ron Howard in California. I continued to look for it frequently during our morning hours before and after 1400 UT, especially on Thursdays, when it was alleged to be most likely to be active. But I must confess, a few months ago, I pretty well gave up on it, although I often tune past that frequency and have not noticed even a very weak carrier. But then I hear from Jeff Heller in Katy, Texas, who says, I wonder if you've tried 15476 recently. I was in São Paulo, Brazil, Thursday, August 30th, and I had some free time at 1400, so on my ICF SW100, I picked up a very weak but distinctive signal on that frequency, and the language was Spanish, with a talk or news program of some kind. So could that have been a reactivation, at least on that date, by Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel? Ron Howard in California says he's also been checking for it frequently with no results at all. And I have not had either since getting this report, but I guess it is worth continuing checks on 15476. I also got a note from Horacio Negro in Uruguay. He says, the last news I had from them is that the transmitter was needing some replacement part, and work for it would come from continental Argentina during the southern summer operations, which of course will be coming up in a few months. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reminds us of Radio Bahrain on 9745. He says it's audible after Romania signs off that frequency at 2357, as on October 1st, heard until midnight 20 on the 2nd. It's on carrier plus upper sideband with traditional local music, some local pop and western style pop music, weak but readable. Ralph Perry near Chicago, Illinois, has resumed his Latin American DXing season, such as Radio Fides in La Paz, Bolivia, 50 hertz below 6155. He says a fair signal was heard on September 28th from TuneIn at 1013 UT. He soon heard a time check in the UT minus 4 zone, which fits for Bolivia, and a mention of La Paz, fading by 1027. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports Radio Roraima in Brazil, 4877.53, just about halfway between channels. September 30th from 0340 with Portuguese pop music and talk, closing ID announcements at 358, sign-off with national anthem at 359, audio better than usual but still somewhat distorted and wobbly, and off the air at 0403. Every night since September 29th, I've noticed Radio Nacional Amazonia missing from Brazil on 6180, which is good news, less interference for Vietnam via Canada on 6175 and Mexico until 0500 on 6185. Brazil continues to be heard on 11780. Speaking of Vietnam via Canada on 6175, the final hour, which is in Vietnamese at 0430, is supposed to switch to 9555. However, listening just about every night, I've found you never know whether they'll do that or just stay on 6175 for the rest of the broadcast. Radio Canada International is supposedly totally gone from shortwave, except we sometimes hear their interval signal on the Sackville relays of other stations just before signing off. But there are other ghost transmissions. I also heard this interval signal at an unscheduled time around 14 UT on 11795 on one occasion only. And here's another. Bruce Fisher in New York heard 15320 September 27th from 1320 playing the link from RCI, but it cut off at 1330. This, of course, is not in the schedules. However, scheduled on that frequency at that time is Adventist World Radio via Sri Lanka in Chinese, or is it now via now in Germany as they were switching sites? So maybe it was a big mix-up in program input for one of those transmitters. As I believe I mentioned before, Keith Perrone of PCJ Radio was deliberately bringing the link back to shortwave by putting it on a couple of stations he's involved with, one in Taiwan and the other being WRMI. I asked Keith if he knows anything about these other link broadcasts, but he hasn't replied about that. And there was a misunderstanding about the scheduling of the link via WRMI, as happens too often when one is in one hemisphere talking about dates in the other hemisphere. The time on WRMI is actually UT Saturdays at 0300, not UT Sundays on, of course, 9955. While the Voice of America and Radio Free Asia are certainly not allowed to broadcast in China and are even jammed when we try to get the signals in from outside China, China Radio International is expanding its relays via American AM or FM stations. According to George Thurman, Mark Sills in Dallas, Texas, says the station in Maybank, Texas, is now carrying English from China Radio International on 890 AM. That would be KTXV. Maybank is just southeast of Dallas. It had previously been known as Radio Saigon, 24 hours in Vietnamese. Not clear whether it's now 24 hours with CRI or just part of the time. Bruce Conti also found a listing of all the CRI stations in the U.S., including another one already on 890, WJTP in Lithia Springs, Georgia. These are via the intermediary, apparently, www.gestudio.us. In Playdix, Luca Bottafiore in Italy reports the low-power German stations producing Leapfrog mixing products. Sunday, September 30th, around 09:15, there was Eismann shortwave on 6045 from Wertachtel in English, and KBC on 6095 from Wertachtel, but he could also hear them on 6145 and 5995, further displacements by 50 kilohertz. Oops, unlike some of the Germans on 49 meters, those of course are not low power, but high power from Wertachtel. Georgi Bansov in Bulgaria says there was pretty good reception all over Europe for Eismann shortwave 6045 on September 30th. I checked the schedule in Alki and found that it's supposed to be on the fourth Sunday of each month, but September 30th was the fifth Sunday. So once again, confusion between what is really meant by fourth Sunday or last Sunday. September 28th at 1308 on 9890, I came across Deutsche Welle in Chinese. A good signal and no jamming. It's 100 kilowatts from Singapore at 1300 to 1330. This led me to think, dear Deutsche Welle, how do you avoid being jammed? You are a well-respected source of objective news, and thus presumably a threat to the Chi-Com, unless you're cutting them slack in coverage or have some secret deal with them. The situation is such that being jammed is a badge of honor, almost a requirement to be taken seriously when broadcasting to China. Dr. Madrid at Radio Verdad, Guatemala, 4055, has been very generous with his QSL packages, sending along pennants and other material as well. Harold Kuhl, via Shortwave Bulletin, found something on their website, however, about the price for a QSL package, or rather the cost of it, as Dr. Madrid had posted on their website last March. He says our radio pack costs not $1 or $2, maybe $10 or even more. And he's figured out all the costs going into it, and thus encouraging people to send them a contribution via PayPal. Ivo Ivanov of DX Remix News Bulgaria refines the schedule given last week for the reactivated clandestine to Iran, Radio Rehoya Iran. He says it was on the air September 24th, 28th, and October 1st at 17 to 1730 on 7530 via Pridnestrovia. But he says this broadcast is on Mondays and Fridays, not Mondays through Fridays. Patrick Robich in Austria was able to identify another Roman Catholic Mass on the 11-meter band is coming from County Limerick, Ireland. This was September 30th at 10:42 UT on a Sunday, 27765 Narrowband FM. It was St. Munchen's Church in Rockhill, but there was heavy interference from taxi communications somewhere in the CIS. This is referred to as WPAS, which means Wireless Public Address Service, the official name for those legal church broadcasts from the Republic of Ireland. They're more in Northern Ireland, and in the UK it's called CADS, Community Audio Distribution Systems. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1637. Much more information from our website, worldofradio.com. Especially if you go to the archive of DX Listening Digest, the latest issue, number 16-40, upon which this program is based. Our thanks this week for a generous contribution from Keith F. Garcia in Los Angeles, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Now about that other All India radio station, which is off frequency. It's AIR Leh, L-E-H in Kashmir, supposed to be on 4760, the same one as Port Blair in the Andaman Islands, but actually heard on 4660 by Joe's Jacob in Hyderabad, DX India, as of September 26th at 1500 UT, and also the next morning at 0140. Furthermore, on September 27th, he found it on 4660.3, the schedule being 0128 to 0430 and 1130 to 1630. He says when music is played, it's clear, but when the announcer speaks, it's not clear, undermodulated. Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka tells us that it was still on 4660. Apparently, when he was listening September 29th at 1330, although he only detected the carrier. Ron Howard in California, of course, has been trying to hear it as well and was just getting a very weak carrier without any audio September 29th at 1521. For the past week, as of October 3rd, I'm not hearing Mauritania at all anymore on 7245, checking sometime between 05 and 06 UT. Maybe it's still there, but signing on later. To Hardcore DX, Art Delibert in Maryland reports hearing The Cross, Micronesia, finally got a clear ID, but not much else. October 2nd at 1045 to 1104 UT. The frequency reports is slightly higher than usual, 4755.52. They said you are listening to The Cross, and then apparently a sermon in English. Their website says they're still off the air, waiting for parts and a technician. Alakesh Gupta passes on news from the website of the mighty KBC, a station in the Netherlands. It's www.kbcradio.eu, saying they're testing to the USA, South America, and Canada Sunday, October 7th. That's UT Sunday, we assume. Saturday night here, midnight to 0200 with 100 kilowatts. They have a propagational coverage map on their website, but they don't say exactly what the transmitter site is. However, it looks like it's not Lithuania. And Wolfgang Büschel concludes from checking it carefully that it's coming from Sofia, Bulgaria, that is brokered by Spaceline, that new successor shortwave service to Radio Bulgaria. KimAndrewElliott.com quotes Keith Perrone of PCJ that a source inside China Radio International says that as of October 8th, Radio Netherlands is banned as a news source. The memo says that RNW's new focus will be against the great work of the Communist Party to improve the lives of the Chinese people. RNW is on the same list as VOA Chinese, BBC Chinese, CNN International, Radio Free Asia, and other stations. It's said that as of January, the Radio Netherlands website could be blocked in China. Well, I say at least there won't be any shortwave to jam, since Radio Netherlands has abandoned that medium, unless the CHICOM ought to get involved in protecting comrades Castro in Cuba, as RN continues with a token shortwave broadcast in Spanish. Shortly after last week's report that La Voix du Sahel in Niger was off frequency 9705.6, it appears they corrected it. Wolfgang Büschel reports in BCDX on September 27th at 0552. They were only 6 hertz below 9705 in French. Another signal, 30 hertz above 9705, was presumably Ethiopia. If you hear something on 13780, it may not necessarily be Radio Free Asia, CHICOM jamming, or another major broadcaster. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports, Pirate, The Crystal Ship, September 30th at 21:55 to 22:15, with Pop Music and ID, a weak signal. Yes, they like to show up on unexpected frequencies, 13780 USB. Ron Howard, California, reports Papua New Guinean reactivated, 3385 NBC East New Britain. Heard from 11:32 to sign off at 12:12 September 26th. He says reactivated again after a brief appearance in July. A non-stop medical program in Talk Pigeon about different health issues till it suddenly cut off the air. In Shortwave Bulletin, Don Olson in Sweden reports Radio Dharma Peru on 4775, September 8th at 2300, playing the national anthem. He says, let's see if they reply this time, as I've reported them since 1984 without getting any QSL, but I don't give up. It's also reported by Ralph Perry in Illinois, 50 hertz below 4775. He says it's reliably excellent most mornings, such as September 29th with their folklorical program at 10:35. Lovely fast-paced huaynos with guitar bass and arpa. Live time checks such as at 10:35 for Cinco de la Mañana y 35 minutos en Radio Dharma. Most mornings it's the best OA, Peruvian, on the band, other than 4810 Radio Logos, which at times really booms in. And Ralph says, with my new beverage antenna pointed at the Andes, I'm really enjoying the morning DX between 10 and 11 UT. Other nearly daily visits on 60 meters are 4700, 4747, 4955, 5039. And another report from Ralph Perry on October 3rd about Radio Cultural Amauta, Huanta, Peru, on exactly 4955, a gorgeous signal at tune in 1038 UT, S9, clear signal, inspirational music, a woman with a very high voice. And then an announcer giving the time is 5:39 in the Radio Cultural Amauta. Apparently a sermon followed. He says congratulations to Radio Cultural Amauta for their technical achievement. Not only are they spot on their nominal frequency, they are also pouring in most mornings with one of the top two or three signals out of the Andes. Koji Hashimoto in Japan reports Solomon Islands Broadcasting, 120 hertz below 5020, September 30th at 0800 to 0811, in Pigeon with interval signal news and IDs. Koji Hashimoto also reports Radio Hargeisa Somaliland 7120. From 1829 to sign off within 2 minutes of 1900 UT on September 19th, 23rd, and 26th. Ron Howard in California says that broadcast is starting now at 1500 UT, and further east we're still hearing it coming on around 0330. And it stays in for over half an hour. More anomalies to be noted from Radio Exterior de España. The Basque service seems to be missing every Monday at least, supposed to be at 12:30 UT on 11880 via Costa Rica. Among other frequencies, they just continue in Spanish. Furthermore, 24 hours earlier, the DX program, Amigos de la Onda Corta, is supposed to be at 12:32 UT on Sundays, but that also has been missing. It turns out that the Sudan radio service did not cancel all its shortwave transmissions, just the ones for South Sudan, including English on 17745 and in their mornings on 13720, as confirmed by Ivo Ivanov. But their other service for Darfur remains on the air. It's at 04 to 05 on 11800 via UAE and 16 to 17 on 15500 via Wolverton, UK. Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia was still hearing that at 16:45 on September 30th. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria also reports something has happened to another Sudanese service, Voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio, which has been heard at 0500 on 15725. But he says from October 1st, It's no longer heard, nor on the 12 to 15 broadcast on 11650 via Tajikistan. Instead, on October 2nd at 05 to 06 on 15725 and 14 to 15 on 11650, that is 1 hour each only, a new program with African music and several announcements in Arabic as South Africa min Idhatu Sudania, and in French, La Voix du Soudan, Radio Nationale du Soudan. And there were announcements in another language, maybe Somali or Swahili. Further checks are needed on this, but apparently it may be coming from Khartoum. Mike Cooper forwards a Washington Post story by Joe Davidson of October 3rd. Ruling rejects agency claims on layoffs at Broadcasting Board of Governors. An independent agency has rejected the BBG's appeal of a ruling that it improperly fired 16 employees, in part by using a reduction in force to cover more sinister reasons. The Federal Labor Relations Authority issued a point-by-point rejection of the government's arguments in the BBG's appeal of an arbiter's decision that gave a good whipping to the agency last year. The arbiter ruled in November that BBG's Office of Cuba Broadcasting dismissed the employees, mostly in Miami, without showing it was for a legitimate reduction in force, without bargaining with the union over the RIF's impact and implementation, and as a way of getting rid of employees who had criticized the agency to Government Accountability Office and congressional officials. Well, there's much more to this story. I suggest you read it in full, but it includes, with two strong strikes against BBG's position, it's a good bet the agency eventually will have to rehire the workers with back pay and interest, as the arbitrator ordered. If that happens, BBG will have wasted money because it will have to pay the employees for all these months they were not doing the government's work. Thomas Faulkner forwards a report from Dave Kenny in England that World of Radio appeared once again on Hamburger Local Radio 7265, Saturday, September 29th at 16:30. So we hope we'll continue at this time, or we may be heard better in Europe. Also Saturdays at 06:30 on 7265, and on their other frequency, Tuesdays at 09:30 on 5980. WRNO continues to have a very strong signal on 7506.4, but extremely suppressed modulation, haven't they noticed? However, something interesting was heard by Pat Blakely, September 29th UT at 0300, when they were relaying the Deutsche Welle Africa Beat program. Not sure if this was a one-off or a regular thing. In World DX Club contact, Arthur Miller in Wales reports Voice of Zimbabwe heard again after a long absence on 4828, September 20th, mostly in English, at 1745. Also heard by Anker Petersen, Denmark, September 26th, as late as 2300. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 1st, when ANK indices were expected to be 32 and 7, but since then much lower, 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, except for a peak to 12 and 3 on October 16th. Solar flux dropping from 125 October 3rd to 110 on the 8th and 9th, and then rising to a peak of 150 by October 20th. And that concludes World of Radio number 1637. Glenn Hauser, I hope you'll hear me again next week.